We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
Good morning. And for those of you observing Ramadan this month, Selamat Berpuasa. One thing that we really like about Malaysians, right? Even though it's a holy month as well, there are other Malaysians out there that are also kind of practicing as well.
Yeah. People who decided that they're going to fast, I don't know, in solidarity maybe with the Muslims who are fasting. And one of those people is a legend, Elvira Arul. Yeah, in our eyes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she's legend. Our favorite person, a friend of the show. So yeah, our project this week is called Puasa Together Gather. We were talking to non-Muslims who have joined their Muslim brothers and sisters for the fasting month. Elvira, hello.
Hello, Prem. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Good.
Energy levels are good.
Yeah.
So you have been fasting for many years now. This is not your first rodeo, right?
Not at all.
How many years have you been fasting during Ramadan?
You know, on the way here, I was trying to remember, and I can't remember whether it's 2005 or 2007.
Dude.
Wow.
Yeah. That's very long ago.
More than a decade.
Yeah. That's the length of Prem's radio career.
About that, yeah. about,
Oh my, okay.
We stepped in it together.
I said radio, she said I'm fasting.
Anyway.
Okay, sounds good.
So you've been doing this for a while now, but why? What compelled you and what motivated you to actually, you know, do this?
So it started off at that year because I missed Lent.
Oh.
I can't remember why I missed Lent. I just remember feeling really crappy because my family culture is that we fast. So it's kind of like, but it's our annual detox kind of thing. So for the month of Lent, my family culture is to do a liquid fast. Mm-hmm. So we might not do, whatchamacallit, any kind of solids at all.
Okay.
We don't even do blends and smoothies and stuff like that. We just do liquids all the way. If we need energy, then we blend some vegetables, but that's about it. And fruits, that's about it. And then eventually we started off going straight into... So one of my musicians, he was like, you feel like crap, right? I'm like, yes. He's like, okay, why don't you just join me, Labi? I was like, oh, eh? It's the same when you work. We're cousins. Jump.
Yeah.
And that was it.
For the benefit of our listeners who don't know what Lent is, it is also the time where our Christian brothers and sisters have a fasting month. You abstain.
We abstain.
From something.
Yeah,
right?
From something, and it's of your choice.
Correct.
So it's like fasting, but a different version.
Correct. So in my family, because we are all eaters, we're Malaysians, right? We're Malaysians through and through in the blood. So yeah, our culture is to fast food because food is is life.
And obviously, it'll be nice to know, Elvira, if actually the journey has gotten any easier for you.
I think with anything, it's practice and mindset. So if you're mindful of it and you are intentional about it, the Muslims say niyat kan, but intention is the beginning of everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
If your intention is to fast because, number one, either for whatever reason, whether you want to be in solidarity, whether you want to cleanse your body, whether you want to see how your body functions, whether you want to be very, very mindful of what your body can and cannot do, whatever your intention is, as long as you're mindful of it, you can get through anything.
Exactly. Ooh, right. Yeah. And to answer your question also, the body resets every year. The first 2 days is tough. Mm. And then after that, fasting does get easy.
Correct.
Okay.
Because the detox happens within 48 hours.
Right.
And so on and so forth.
And then the shock of no water.
Everyone's like, oh, you know, cannot eat food. It's very tough. I'm like, no, I can deal with that. I'm a musician. Musicians, we intermittent fast since the dawn of time. So, you know, so when this new thing came about, you know, intermittent fasting, I'm like, hello. We're advertising people and musicians. We've been doing this from the dawn of time.
Yeah.
It's normal for us. So it's the liquid that is the toughest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's the liquid more than anything else.
So when you're fasting, now that you've done it for several years, so do you bangun sahur? Do you go and do the whole bazaar Ramadan and book a puasa with friends?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Oh, love it.
I even do the moray.
You do moray too?
What is moray?
Moray is when you break fast in a masjid.
Yeah.
Or you can can actually blanja.
Correct.
Okay.
You blanja.
So,
lot of people, a lot of the non-Muslim community, we've adopted the word moray to mean like the in-between.
Uh-huh.
So that after our Muslim friends have gone for taraweh, then we go and we enjoy their time of actually partaking in proper levels of food.
Ooh.
This is usually before taraweh, I mean, before they go for prayers. most don't eat a lot because it's
hard.
Yeah.
Yes. So a lot of people will choose to just break fast and then do maghrib and then maybe just chill a bit and then isha.
And then
into traweh and then makmasa.
So what did you learn about yourself throughout this journey?
So during your, all your years of fasting, right? And on this journey, what have you learned about yourself?
There was one time that I was really, really struggling with like maintaining. Waking up for sahur is one thing, okay? Because that's about the time we sleep for most of us. But once I started recalibrating my body and sleeping earlier, which again is still not early compared to other people, but my sleep time is about 2 o'clock. Because of the life that I lead and because of the work that I do, if I sleep any earlier, I'll be falling asleep at gigs. So because of that, like waking up 2-3 hours later to make food or to prepare food is not easy. Yeah. So for me, the struggle was remembering why I wanted to do this. Remembering why, remembering that I've committed to this, and also just going back to what I learned as a child. Like, you know, you start something, you finish it.
I want to talk about what you said earlier. It caught my attention. So you said social media, pros and cons. Let's talk about the cons.
Let's go.
Did the people come up and say, Elvira, you need that niat. You're doing this for the clout. You're doing this about menjadi famous ke. Did you get any hate and how did you handle it?
I did. Actually a lot. Initially, I'm putting it in my head, okay? Initially, I used to get really, really bummed out about it because I'm like, wait, but I'm doing it with you. Why? And I was getting it from a specific group of people. I'm doing it with you. Why are you knocking me for doing it?
Mm.
Do you see me brag posting? Mm. Do you see me bragging? So like, where is this coming from? Initially, I used to get really bummed out and I just listened to them, oh, yeah, good, and just keep quiet. And that was probably like for a year. And post that, I went, you know what? But why? Why not?
Mm.
And then that's how my why not really became even stronger. Because as I said, I've been doing this for almost 20 years. So I was a lot younger. In your 20s, you don't voice back. You know, because that's just how it is in your 20s. You want everybody to be your friend. But for me, it was not that. I wanted to understand why you were asking me such a pointed and very, very personal question.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you said it in your sentence, niyat, intention.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you questioning my intention?
Right.
My intention is between me and the person who made me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoever I worship, that is me and them. Ain't got nothing to do with you. Ain't no never mind for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, Artie, what were you saying?
No. I told you she was going to go in that zone.
I know.
Yeah.
Just the way you like it.
You like it.
Everything 100% real.
True story.
The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD, and Frame.